Milan currently boasts the most extensive metropolitan transport network in all of Italy. It all began in 1957 with the opening of the construction site for the first section of Line 1 of the metro. 2 years earlier, in 1955, the city government set up a special public limited company for the purpose, Metropolitana Milanese S.p.A. Its first chairman was Ercole Bottani, professor of electrical engineering at the Politecnico di Milano. Construction on this first section took 7 years. On 1st of November 1964 at 10:41 a.m., the first two underground trains made their way across the city from Piazzale Lotto to Sesto Marelli, passing through 21 new stations and covering a total of 12.5 kilometres. Line 1 is marked out as the red line, with the colour appearing on all its trains and furnishings. The outfitting of the stations and the design of the signage were entrusted to architects Franco Albini and Franca Elg, graduates of the Politecnico di Milano, with the collaboration of graphic designer Bob Norda. The aim of their design was to create a sense of uniformity and repetition. As such, the vertical wall coverings use a modular system that can be disassembled, consisting of a painted steel frame with prefabricated panels mounted onto it. They also used affordable and easily available products, but with great precision in the details, from the tubular handrails to the black rubber stamps for flooring, to the clocks with oversized faces. This meant that the design could easily be replicated across the network's many metro stations. Indeed, the question mark at the end of the staircase handrail has now become a graphic symbol that we all recognize. For this project, the designers won the Compasso d'Oro Award in 1964.